Today, in this first of our recorded services, we're going to celebrate Mothering Sunday using some material produced by the Mothers Union. We follow the order of service for Mothering Sunday. And so, welcome to our Mothering Sunday family service. Today's a special time to thank God for mothers and all who help us, so we can grow to stand up on our own two feet and live our lives well. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for mothers and carers everywhere, and for all they do to help us to grow up well. We thank you that they love us and show us how to learn to stand on our own two feet. We pray that mums will feel really special today, that they will know how much we love them and how much you love them too. Most of all, we thank you, God, that you are our heavenly parent, who loves us and helps us all to grow well and make the very best of life. Amen. Our readings today are taken from a modern version of the Bible. We're going to hear first about a baby called Moses. He was born at a time when it was difficult for his mother to look after him, and so she made a plan to keep him safe. Listen carefully and see if you can work out how many people helped to look after baby Moses. Moses the baby, Exodus 2, verses 1 to 10. A man from the tribe of Levi married a woman of his own tribe, and she bore him a son. When she saw what a fine baby he was, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took a basket made of reeds and covered it with tar to make it watertight. She put the baby in it and then placed it in the tall grass at the edge of the river. The baby's sister stood some distance away to see what would happen to him. The king's daughter came down to the river to bathe, while her servants walked along the bank. Suddenly, she noticed the basket in the tall grass and sent a slave woman to get it. The princess opened it and saw a baby boy. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked her, "Shall I go and call a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you?" "Please do," she answered. So the girl went and brought the baby's own mother. The princess told the woman, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So she took the baby and nursed him. Later, when the child was old enough, she took him to the king's daughter, who adopted him as her own son. She said to herself, "I pulled him out of the water, and so I name him Moses." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're now going to hear about a time when Jesus was a boy of 12. He was old enough to do lots of things by himself, unlike baby Moses, but he still needed people to help him in some ways. Listen carefully and see if you can work out who helped him to look after him and what he did by himself. Jesus the boy, Luke 2, verses 41 to 52. Every year the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they went to the festival as usual. When the festival was over, they started back home, but the boy Jesus stayed in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know this. They thought that he was with the group, so they travelled a whole day and then started looking for him among their relatives and friends. They didn't find him, so they went back to Jerusalem looking for him. On the third day, they found him in the temple, sitting with the Jewish teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his intelligent answers. His parents were astonished when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been terribly worried trying to find you." He answered them, "Why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house? but they didn't understand his answer. So Jesus went back with them to Nazareth, where he was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew both in body and in wisdom, gaining favour with God and people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Under normal circumstances, we would be celebrating Mothering Sunday in church today, and we were hoping to include our children in the service. During these difficult times, we're reminded what a responsibility it is to be a parent of any sort, but especially a mother. A mother tries to keep her children safe, well-fed, nourished and occupied, and it's going to take all the strength God supplies for many mums to keep things going in these next few weeks. As mums and children get older, children leave home and a different kind of circle of responsibility emerges. At first, there's a sense of mutual support, at least in many cases, as those who have flown the nest adjust to supporting as well as being supported. Then, of course, grandchildren often come along and mums become important again. Later still, mums and parents generally need to be supported even more as the role of carer and cared for is reversed. All this reminds us that mothering is far more than just about mothers, special though they are. It's about the circle of care which exists across the generations. Mothering and its skills of keeping safe, well-fed, nourished and fruitfully occupied is a vital aspect of a well-functioning world. And we all need to exercise this quality of life if we are to live in a flourishing society. In our first reading today, we heard about one situation in which many women shared the task of mothering Moses, his birth mother, his sister, Pharaoh's daughter, and her companions. Sometimes it takes many hands to do a mother's job, and sometimes fathers end up doing it too. But the job of a mother, or mothering, is not always as simple, as we heard in our second reading. When Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple as a young boy, he disappeared. They must have been terribly worried in their frantic searching for him. When they did eventually find him, Jesus, like many a child after him, said, "Why were you worrying? I was only doing what I'd been sent to do, going about God's business." I bet Mary could have scolded him there and then. But there are times when a mother has to let go. In fact, one of the hardest tasks of being a mother is to know when to step back and let your child do things for themselves. Letting go is painful, but the rewards are that of seeing a young one blossom and flourish as they achieve their own independence. On Mothering Sunday, I'm always reminded of all those who can't have children, or who've had children and lost them. I'm also reminded of all those who, like me, no longer have our mothers with us. In the great scheme of things, of course, nothing is ever lost. And the disappointment of not having your own children can be made easier by learning how to exercise the joys and pains of motherhood in looking after others. We can all be mothers in some way. To each other, and perhaps in these difficult days, that's going to be a quality more required of us than ever. So as we remember the joys and pains of motherhood today, giving thanks for our own mothers and keeping them in our thoughts, let us pray for all who have given us the seeds of life, and ask that we may in turn give those seeds of life to others. The Mothers' Union encourages us today to think about planting some seeds along with our prayers. So you may want to think about getting some seeds. Vegetables or other foodstuffs would be good in this present climate, and planting them as you think about these Mothering Sunday prayers. Maybe it's something you could do with the children too, your own or even someone else's. And so let us pray. Loving Lord, as we plant these seeds, we pray that strength will grow and flourish in families and communities. Amen. Loving Lord, as we plant these seeds, we pray that confidence will grow and flourish in families and communities. Amen. Loving Lord, as we plant these seeds, we pray for peace to grow and flourish in families and communities. Amen. And now as we give thanks for the God who seeded all life and encourages us to grow and flourish, we say together that prayer which comes from Jesus himself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now let us end by asking God's blessing on us all. Let us go from here rejoicing that God loves us and gives us all we need for life. As the children of God, we take his love into the world, that others may also have fullness of life as part of his family. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and all those whom you love, now and for ever. Amen.